Tonight's shir, Simon Resh Mem, Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel. Simon Resh Mem is a simon that we only learn when they're married. This shir is not for bachrim. This shir is for married men. Simon Resh Mem, Eich Yisnahei Ka'adam B'tash Shmitasel. How is a person supposed to conduct himself in regard to marital relations? Sif Aleph. Im haya nasui, if a person is married, la'yirogil b'yoyser im ishtoi, he should not spend excessive times with his wife, which is again euphemism for relations, ela b'oina ha'amur b'torah. Rather, he should stick to the set times that the Torah prescribes. These are one of their obligations a man has to his wife, she'er k'sis v'oina. Oina literally means time, and it refers to the time that he spends with his wife, his obligation for marital relations. Hatayolim shepanasason mitzuyu lehem, people who have their panasa readily available, and therefore they could spend time taking strolls. Ve'ein parid mas, they don't have to worry about paying taxes. Onason b'chol yom, they have a mitzvah oina to spend with their wives time every single day. Hapoalim sho'osim malocha biracheres, workers who have to commute to another city, v'lanim v'cholad v'teyam, but to return home each night, pam achas b'shvua, their mitzvah oina is once a week. V'moisim malocha b'irom, if they work locally, pamayim b'shvua, twice a week. Hachamorim, those who drive donkeys and carry loads on the donkey, achas b'shvua, once a week. Hagamolim, those who do long-distance travel on camels, achas or shloshim yom, once every 30 days. Hasafanim, those who are sailors who go by ship from place to place, achas or shishah chadoshim, once every 6 months. V'oynes tamidei chachamim, the time frame for tamid chacham, who is not engaged in commerce, milel shabbos, lilel shabbos, from Friday night to Friday night. That is the first category. There's a time that the Gemara lists that these are zmanim that a person spends with his wife. That's one chiyuv oina. There's a second. They're called adam tzarich lefkodes ishto b'leil tefilasa. Every person has a mitzvah to be with his wife the night she goes to mikveh. That's a second mitzvah oina. Third, ubishar shiyotz l'derech. If he's going to leave on a trip, there's a mitzvah oina before he leaves. Unless he's going for Dvar Mitzvah, in which case there's no Mitzvah Oina. V'chein, and even if Ishto Meinika, his wife is nursing, V'umakir Bo, and he recognizes in her, she Mishadaltoi Umaratza Oso Umekashetes Atzmo Lefanov. She is doing things to get his attention in the way she dresses and adorns herself and the way she talks, and he realizes she wants to spend time with him, k'dei sheyitin daito olah, that he should pay attention to her. So that is again a mitzvah oina. So you have the standard mitzvah oina on a regular basis, then you have le'al tevila, mikveh night, then you have if he's going on a trip, and then you have, even if it's none of the above, but he notices, he discerns that his wife is vying for his attention, so there's a mitzvah oina. In all these cases, chayov lepakta. He has a mitzvah, an obligation to be with his wife. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, "Va'av k'shu motzi etzlo, even when he is with his wife, lo yichav l'hana aso, his intent should not be for his personal pleasure. Elokadam shepriach chovo. Rather, it's a person who is paying his obligation. Shuchai bonosa. He's obligated in oina. He's obligated in spending time with his wife. He's obligated in having relations with his wife." And he also has a mind to fulfill the mitzvah of his creator. He wants to have children who will learn Torah and fulfill the mitzvahs in Yisrael. And in addition, he can have in mind that this is better for the child unborn. His wife is pregnant, and this is good for the unborn child. The Gemara says the last 6 months of pregnancy, the last two trimesters, yafa loy, it is good for the unborn child. Through having relations, that child will come out, healthier and better, and therefore that's fine also. Ve'im hu mechaven ligdor atzmo bo kdei shelo yis'av la'avera, and if his intent is that by being with his wife, that will curb his desires and he'll keep him from chet, ki roya yitzer goiver, people who have a strong yitzer, umes'av la'davar ha'hu, and his desire for that thing, there's also reward for then channeling that to be with his wife. But what would have been better is to push aside the yitzhak and conquer it. Because when it comes to this taiva, the more he starves it, the more he's satisfied. Maspio, the more he attempts to satisfy it, the hungrier he is. Alamisha enu tzarech l'davar, if a person doesn't feel a need to be with his wife, but he does things to incite the desire in order to fulfill the desire, zohi atzas yitzhara, that is the counsel of the yitzhara. If he goes that route, he'll lead him from that which is permitted to that which is prohibited. On this, Achazal teach us, Hamakasha atzmo ledas yehei b'nigdui. One who arouses himself intentionally should be put into chair. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkon Aleph. The Mechaber begins that a married person should not spend time with his wife more than the prescribed amounts. Sifkon Aleph la'yirogel b'yoseh, he should not spend excessive time. Ein Ramban b'chumish. Look in the Ramban's commentator Chumish, Parshas Kedoshim b'rosh, the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. We all know the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim describes the person who's the novel b'rishus haTorah, the person who does everything kahalacha, but he's a disgusting person. And even if you go within the guidelines of the Torah, it's possible to behave in a manner that's obnoxious and inappropriate. A novel b'rishus haTorah. So Mishnah Berurah says, look over there and you'll understand the idea of lo yehi rogel b'yoseh. Sifkan beis ela ba'ona v'chulu, except for the times that are set in the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says, b'tzarech l'kayim ha'oina gam kishim uberes, omenika. Now these times that he's with his wife are even when she's expecting or when she's nursing. Even though there's no intent at that point for puravu, doesn't make a difference. He still has a mitzvah's oina. V'lo yivatel onasa elamidaita kishim ucheleslo. And he can only push aside the time they're supposed to be together if she agrees and she's moichel. Ukvar kiyam mitzvah's puravivi. And on top of that, they fulfill the mitzvah of puravu. Because otherwise, you can't be moichel and they have a mitzvah to be together. The Be'er Halacha points out on this. Then the Mishnah Berurah, he says, even when she's muberah, so menika, he has the mitzvah's oina. So look at Eliyarabo, the afkashi yakar uzakena. This is also true if she's barren or elderly. She's not going to become pregnant anymore. There's still a mitzvah's oina. The mitzvah's oina does not go away. Mishnah Berurah, sefkatan gimel hamur b'Torah, the times prescribed by the Torah. The description given in Shulchan Aruch is describing healthy people. Al misha enu bor, if someone is not healthy, enu chayv lefimasha oyvin aso sheyochel kayem. If he's not healthy, his obligation is limited to that which he's capable of doing. There are no notes in this siman, but there are contrasim of biurim of these halachas, and they bring down that bisman hazeh, we don't follow this manim the Shulchan Aruch describes. Hakol adam, it depends on the person's constitution, how he is, and that's basically what the Mishnah was saying also. The Shulchan Aruch gave us these times based on the Gemara, and that's what the Gemara says, but in a practical sense, we don't follow those man. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Dat, Hatayolim, the people who don't have to worry about Panosa. B'nei Adam Habriyim Hameunagim. These are people who are healthy and they can indulge. So the Mechaber says their oin is every day. V'afiluhim b'nei Torah, even if they're b'nei Torah. Kol zman she'enenu tamid chochm, he's not a tamid chochm, the oin is every day. Eli Rabba, chen kasa b'shmo, b'evne'esim, v'nayim vav, When a person is Torah and it weakens him, but called Gavni whom Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, we say it goes from Friday to Friday. V'chein mashma, or Friday night to Friday night. V'chein mashma, tshuvas milstokas simen off, and that's in part from the milstok as well. Ayin lakamei sifkot and vav look ahead simen, because we've gone vav. Sifkot and hey, gamolim, those who travel long distances on camels, chavilos al gamalim imakom levachok. They bring packages on camels from great distances. Sifkan vav tamidei chachamim. Tamachachom is from Friday night to Friday night. Shebechol on the weeknights, tzrichem lasik b'ter b'la. They have to learn Torah at night. Shetorasan umanasan. Torah is their profession. Vayoyma od, and a person should not say, es atzmik tamachachom. I'm going to assume that I'm a tamachachom. Don't do that. Kiksiv, because the pasuk says, "Well, nasa lo yigra." You can't take away from her a set time. For it's allowed me to say, "Lahafkiyah oynash lo b'shusa." He cannot take away that time with his wife without her permission. Al b'shusa, but if she has consented and agrees, tavo alav bracha. Then bracha comes upon. V'ayin sham. If you look over there, pimegadim shemistapek b'zmanenu. He questions nowadays. Im niku tamachacham azeh. Do we really have such a tamachacham? In the end, inclines the kivan to the fihador who tamachacham. If the generation looks him like a tamachacham, v'nesa'ah das kain, and he married her on that intent, less chi of oina kiyam b'la Shabbos. The obligation of oina is only for a night. V'ayin be'alocha l'be'alocha. And be'alocha, he brings this question: do we really say that we have tamid chachamim like this today that just go Friday night to Friday night? He says that l'maisa he would be miyayitz l'svivav. He would advise people, sheyikaimu onus po'am shtai b'shas, a minimum twice a week, like the poyel of the Shulchan Aruch. Even though he may be considered a tamachachem, we don't know who's a tamachachem anymore. And Mimela, he gives us etza of being at a minimum like a poyel twice a week. Sifkon zayin, mileal Shabbos v'chul, from Friday night to Friday night. Yesha kastu, there are those who write, shehu adin b'rosh chodesh v'yontif, that Rosh Chodesh and Yontif have the same level obligation like a Friday night. For the chayra, lefitam ha'gnevam anal b'sifkan vav, the chayra according to ma'gnevam sifkan vav, shetzarech la'asek b'ter v'lat, and yesh l'enter at night, ein shayach l'chayva so b'rosh chodesh. You can't create an obligation on Rosh Chodesh. Ayin b'loch l'gmer locha. The Sharatzian gimel he brings, b'shem d'arizal, that zivig on Rosh Chodesh and Yontif is just like Shabbos. So even though he writes in the Mishnah Berurah, the l'chayra tamachacham, he doesn't have time during the week, but the fact is, Darizal said, Rosh Chodesh is the equivalent of Shabbos, as is Yontif, which means it's a special mitzvah oina on that time. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings from Darizal, Ein l'shamesh b'leil rishon shel Pesach, not to have tashmish the Seder night, Pesach night, v'leil shvuos not to have tashmish shvuos night, v'shnei yom shel Rosh Hashanah not to have tashmish the two nights of Rosh Hashanah, v'leil shmini atzeres and nara shmini atzeres. Imlo, unless b'leil tefillah, unless it's a mikveh night. Mikveh overrides all of those things. These are specific nights that the Arizal said that are not appropriate for tashmish. The kol zeh eino elo odm shu moli biyur v'loechta. This is for a person who's in a high madrega. This person has yerushamayim. He's not going to sin chas v'shalom. Avol elu she yitzim isgabar aleim. But people who have a strong yetzer, and in their mind, they think, oh, Pesach night, Shavuos night, this is like an Issa D'Oraisa. But there's a bum chasom, they come, and because of that, they'll come chasom to many pitfalls. Mitzvah l'shamish, for them it's a mitzvah to have relations, afilu b'Rosh Hashanah, even Rosh Hashanah night. V'yitpo l'moch, and they go to mikveh the following morning. D'mitzad ha'din, ein Isra el b'yom kippurim tisha b'av. There's only two nights that are actually also to have tashmish, Yom Kippur night, Tisha B'Av night, or during a time of the Shiva, Shalom O Shalom, whether it's his or her Shiva, they can't have Tashmish. The mikveh is opened every night of the year. The only two nights it's closed is Yom Kippur night and Tisha B'Av night. That's it. And Memela, if someone has a Leil Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, or a Pesach Seder, or a Shavuos night, or Shemitah Tzeres night, the mikveh is opened, and they have a mitzvah of Tashmish. The only time that there is absolutely no mikveh is going to be Yom Kippur night and Tisha B'Av night, and those are only two nights that's absolutely awesome. I've seen in other svarim that someone who didn't fulfill puravu cannot be machmir in these nights. These nights of Pesach night, Shavuos night, Shemitah night, Shoshana, is someone who already fulfilled puravu. If he didn't do puravu yet, You can't be machmer and these Arizal kind of things. Lamaisa, there are nights that according to Arizal are not good for tashmish, but even then for Leil Tevila it overrides. And then there are nights that are bedafka good, like Friday night, Rosh Chodesh night, Yontif night. And Yontif night here is going to mean, what's Yontif night going to mean? It's going to mean the last days of Pesach, the first days of Sukkot, because it's not going to be Shemitz Eres, Simchas Torah, again with Tuesday Yontif it's both, it's not going to be the Seder night, it's not going to be Shavuos, it's not going to be Shana. So the Yontif, when we say Yontif, it's like Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, it's going to refer to the first day Sukkot, the last day Pesach. Sivkaton Ches, Bileil Tfilasa. In addition to the standard nights, there's a separate mitzvah, the night of Tevilah. What I'm going to say, Afilu Shloba Shas Anasi, even if it's not the set time that would have been, but because it's a mikveh night, that becomes special in its own right. Sivkan Tes, then the Mechaber says another time there's a mitzvah, is when he goes on a trip, L'derech Ayin L'Kamon, B'Sif Tes, we'll discuss this later, Sif Tes, look later, Sif Tes. Sivkatan Yud, Menika, even if his wife is nursing, well, somebody to say, Afshi Meniko Mubes, even if she's nursing or pregnant, Mikomokam Chayal Lefakti, he still has a mitzvah of Ona. The mitzvah of Ona does not go away just because at that point in time she cannot become pregnant. Sifkanyar Aleph Lefakta, he's obligated to give her his attention. Hainu Afilu Shlo B'Shas Anasa, even if it's not the set time of Ona. I mean to say, if she does things to attract his attention, to make him understand that she's interested in being with him, that he has a chiyuv of being together with her, even though it's not the ordinary time of Ona. For Adin, the same as Tubi Yotzei Derech, when he goes out to the trip, even though it's not the normal time. However, there, if he's going on a trip, she could be Moichel. Sefkaron Yud Beis, Ke Adam Shepriach Chol V'Chulo. Then the Mechaber says the person's attitude to the whole thing, to the whole idea, should be like one who is paying off his obligation. That's what he has in mind, also when she is expecting and when she's nursing. Because if she's neither, he could have in mind he wants to prove who as well. So now it's not going to be prove who, but it's going to be for his obligation to her as part of his mitzvah's oina. Se'if beis, lo yishta adam b'koseh, v'itin eina b'kos acher. A person may not drink from this cup and put his eyes on another. Even if they're both his wife. Meaning to say, when a person is with his wife, he cannot have in mind any other woman. Even if the other woman is a second wife. During relations, he cannot have his mind on somebody else. That's sif beis. When he's with his wife, that's the only one he thinks about. Nobody else. Se'if Gimel, Ubaroisi Mikem, I'm going to select out from among you Hamoridim, Vaphushimbi, the rebellers and those who fight against me. This is a pasuk in Novi Yecheskel. And the Gemara in the Durham Darshan is Elubine Teshemis, it describes nine midos, nine situations that are inappropriate for having relations, and children who are born from such a union will have this pegam, will have a flaw. The nine begin, B'nai Anusa, the children of Anusa. When a man forces himself upon his wife who is not willing or interested, that's one level of an inappropriate union. B'nai Sinua, the second is if he doesn't like her. He doesn't like her, and he has relations anyway, and they have a child, so that child is B'nai Sinua, that's one of the nine. The third, B'nai Nidui, if one of them was in Cheir, they're not supposed to be together, and they're together anyway. The fourth, B'nai Temura, the child of the exchange. He thinks he's with one, he's with another. B'nai Moredes, the children when she's not interested in being married to him. B'nai Shichrus, children from a union when they're drunk. B'nai Grushas Halev, children that come from a union when he has a mind to divorce her. B'nai Erbuvia, children that come from a confusion, which different pshatim what it means. The Gemishta Buddha says it means he's not thinking about his wife. And the final is B'nai Chatsufa, the children that come when she verbally expresses that she wants to be together with her husband, and that's considered inappropriate. She can dress up and talk nicely and put on makeup and perfume and everything else, but to actually verbally express herself is inappropriate. Mishta Brura Sefkat Yudal, the first of these nine midos is B'nai Anusa. If he forces himself upon her, afilu ena anusa, even if she's not unwilling. Raksha Eina Marutza, but a kash sheyesh lalov. But she's angry at him. In other words, it's not an onus gomor where he attacks his wife, but rather she's upset with him. She's upset, and she's not interested. L'chein yifayis. So he has to make up with her. He has to appease her. But achach yivol, and then they could be together. Sivkantesvav senua, or if he doesn't like her, b'shas tashmish. That means during tashmish. He always with Subra, if at the time of tashmish he was fine with her. Even though, I guess, at other times he doesn't like her, shari, that's okay. If you look in the Gemara, when it says b'nei senua, the Ran says pshat is, because if he's together with a woman who he doesn't like, he's going to be thinking about somebody else. And you're back to sif beis. So b'nei senua is going to be an example where he's not thinking about his wife because he doesn't like her. Sifkan tezayin. B'nei temura. Afilu shtehen noshav, even though they're both his wives, he has in mind one, and he ends up with another. So again, he doesn't have in mind the right woman he's with. So it's another example of sif beis again. Sifkan yitzayin moredes. A moredes is a woman who doesn't want to be married. The armor, she says, lo be'inu loch lebal, I don't want you to be my husband anymore. Nonetheless, he has relations with her. Even if she agrees to have relations, so it's not an anusa, but it's still b'nei meredes. It's not a good thing. Sifkon yudches shichrus. If they're drunk, either who oh he shikur, whether he or she is drunk. We're assuming he's so drunk, he's confused. You don't mean he drank revius. Now again, if you look in the Ramban of the Gemara, he says, if a person's drunk, the problem is he's not thinking about his wife. It's the same problem again. We want him to be thinking about his wife. And if he's drunk, he won't think about his wife. Sifkan yutas gerusha salev. He makes up his mind to divorce her. Shebedai to lagash, he has a mind to divorce her. Afal pishu ohava, even though he loves her. There are people he's not allowed to be married to. A kohen marries a grusha. He's got to get rid of her. He has to divorce her. He loves her. He has to divorce her. If he has to relate, that's not the best example because it's usher anyway. But any case when the din is they're not supposed to be married, and he marries her anyway, and he likes her anyway, if he has a mind to divorce her, that's b'nei grusha slave. Sifkan chaf yibuvia. B'nei yibuvia is kagon shenos nezdai to lacheres. He has a mind somebody else. K'moshe kasev. Sif beis, back to sif beis. So according to Mishnah Brura, B'nei Yibuvia is really just another example of the examples of having on someone else. In the Gemara, Rashi and the Rosh both say he's with a woman and doesn't know who she is. Not that he has in mind somebody else, just doesn't know who she is. That's B'nei Yibuvia. That's not a good yichus. B'nei Yibuvia. It's another example. Sifkar chafav chatsufa. B'nei chatsufa shetovato b'peh. She verbally will demand to be with him. But if she dresses herself up, umaratza oso and speaks nice to him, she eats and diet all that she gets his attention. Adraba, that's the opposite. That's not bad. They'll have good children. All the things mentioned here, he has to be careful with. Even if she's pregnant, ozikain or elderly, who's not fit to have children. One should be careful not to have relations with his wife when she is sleeping. It's not mentioned in the list here, but that's another thing, that if she's asleep, that's not permitted. Tired is not awesome, but asleep, that's not good.